car on the top of Nuno Vesta and Olive. V8A. We'll go back over the one line that we did at the end yesterday. That was just the that was Simchas Torah. You finish Zosa Bracha, you start Bereishis. The Rebbe back in second grade insisted that when we finished something and we made a siyum, we had to start the next thing. And I always felt that was a good approach. So we'll go back over the line. You have high level karbanos are of course meant to be shechted in the north. There's a sheet by the door that might add something for today. So if you have a high level carbon that's supposed to be shechted in the north, and it was shechted instead by Rosh HaMizbeach. Rosh HaMizbeach in this discussion seems to include whether you're talking about standing by the Ma'aracha, whether you're talking about standing on the Yesod, whether you're talking about standing on the Soviv, any of those areas on your way up the Mizbeach, not necessarily the ramp, not necessarily the Kevish, but the flat surfaces on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ki'ilu Nishchatu B'Tzafon. Rabbi Yossi says, that's good, it's just as though you shafted it in the north. Rabbi Yossi here is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, just to know, because we're going to see other Rabbi Yossis in the course of this Gemara. It's important to keep them straight. So Rabbi Yossi Stam is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, here's another one right here. Omer Mechatzia Mizbeach V'Ladarom K'darom Mechatzia Mizbeach V'Latzafon K'tzafon. He says, no, he says, I view this as split north-south. Meaning, if you're in the northern half of the Mizbeach, that's the northern part of the room. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that. If you're in the northern half of the Mizbeach, that's considered to be Tzafon for the purpose of Shechlin Kachay Kachim, and it's valid. If you're on the southern half of the Mizbeach, then it's no good. That's considered like Shechting in the southern part of the Azara. And that's our Mishnah. The Mishnah is worded as Bidiyevet. In other words, if I shechted on Rosh HaMizbeach, then b'diavad it's going to be kosher. Tosfos points out that it should be considered l'chatchila. In other words, if you view this as tzafon, and we're going to see there's even a pasuk to support it, then really you should dafka go and shecht on the Rosh HaMizbeach. Right? You have a pasuk that tells you can do it. It should really be l'chatchila. So Tosfos' answer is to say that we don't want the animal to excrete. Shemat Harvitz Glolim. We don't want something inappropriate to happen on the Mizbeach. So even if the top of the Mizbeach is a good place to do Shechita, it's not a good place to have live animals hanging out in the Beis HaMikdash. That's Tosus' answer. The Rashash points out that the Mishnah on Pedal on the Beis is actually going to say explicitly that we take down live animals that are brought up on the Mizbeach. So maybe that's another reason why it's worded as a bidi'evet. On the other hand, it could be that Mishnah is only saying you're allowed to bring them down, because it's talking about what things, if you put them up, have to stay. It's saying you're allowed to bring down live animals. In any case, the rule is, Shechita on Rosh HaMizbeach, according to Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, is good wherever you are. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda says, only the northern part of the Mizbeach. They don't talk about Kabbalah's Hadam. The Chazon Ish concludes that Kabbalah's Hadam on top of the Mizbeach is also okay. It's not just you do the Shechita up there and you have someone standing down below who's catching the dam. So the Gemara now wants to know what exactly this Machlokas is about between Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta and Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda. Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yochanan, first version of it. Omer Haya Rabbi Yossi, Kule Mizbeach B'Tzafon Koi. He says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, Rabbi Yossi Stam, believes that the entire Mizbeach is in the north of the room, so shechting on top of the Mizbeach is just like shechting on the floor. Umayki ilu, then why do you say it's as though you're in the north? You are in the north. Ma'u desema bo'inan al yerech v'leko. Because I might have thought, the Pasuk says, you shall shecht al yerech ha-mizbeach, by the side of the Mizbeach, you're not by the side anymore, kamash malan, and therefore he needs to tell me that's okay. So Amale Rabbi Zera l'Ravasi, Rabbi Zera says to Ravasi, really? Ela me'ata l'Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda chinami d'chetzia b'tzafon v'chetzia b'darom. Does that mean that Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, who says only the northern half of the Mizbeach is acceptable, is because he believes the Mizbeach is in fact half and half? If you look at the diagram, which is going to be important for later, but you can already see the debate, the first positioning of the Mizbeach is entirely in the south. That line going horizontally across the picture is the equator. And then the second picture, the Mizbeach is split between north and south. The rest of it we'll get into later. But the point is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda of the position that the Mizbeach is half and half in the room. If you're going to tell me, yeah, that's true, he says, that's no good, because you yourself taught me in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if you shecht on the ground next to the Mizbeach, it's no good. It's no good, implying even next to it in the northern part of the Mizbeach. It's gonna be no good. So how am I supposed to understand this? As Rashi says, Moda Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi is the first of the thin lines. Moda Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Af al pi shemachshir, even though he accepts the Shita Mekubetzes throws in Barosh HaMizbeach, Mechetzi Oletzafon, even though he accepts, if you're on top of the Mizbeach, that the northern half of the Mizbeach is good, Moda Hushim Shchato Keneged Oso Mako Mitachtein Bakarga Psulos. He agrees that if you shech next to that northern part of the Mizbeach on the ground, it's no good. We'll talk about what that means, shechting under the Mizbeach, what exactly that's a reference to. So our first approach was to say that the machlokas about the top of the Mizbeach is simply a geography machlokas. It's mitzius, it's a question of reality. Is the Mizbeach in the north, or is the Mizbeach half and half? If you believe it's in the north, whole top of the Mizbeach is good. If you believe it's half and half, only the top half, only the northern half of the Mizbeach is acceptable. But we throw that out because of the disqualification of shechting next to or below the Mizbeach. So Omar Lay. So we get a second approach from Rav Asi. Hachi ka'amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan is actually saying. Shneim mikra echad darshu. It's based on an analysis of a pasuk. Vizavachta alav. The pasuk says, "Vizavachta alav es olosecha v'yas shlamecha. You shall shecht upon it, upon the mizbeach. Your olos and your shlamim." So Rabbi Yossi savar kula la olav a kula la shlamim. Rabbi Yossi says the pasuk is telling me the whole thing is good, whether for an ola, which is kachim kachim, and therefore has to be in the north, or whether for a shlamim, which is kachim kalim, and therefore could even be in the south. Either way, top of the Mizbeach is acceptable. That's the way Rabbi Yossi looks at it. Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta looks at it. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda savar, chetzio la'ola v'chetzio l'shlamim. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The pasuk is telling me, you shall shecht your olos in the north, and you shall shecht your shlamim as well in the other half in the south. It doesn't mean only in the south, but it means in the south as well. Because if you really believe that the entire top was kosher, would you need to even mention the shlamim? If I can do the ola anywhere on the mizbeach, of course I can do the shlamim anywhere on the mizbeach. Right? Remember, we had that discussion the other day. Will we say there's a designated part of the azara for ola, designated part of the azara for shlamim? We said no. Anywhere you can do an ola, you can do a shlamim also. So if it was really true the entire Mizbeach was good for ola, then you wouldn't even need to mention shlamim in the pasuk. From the fact that you went out of your way to mention shlamim in the pasuk, that must mean there's part of the Mizbeach where you can't do the shlamim. That's only for the ola. And that's going to be, logically, the northern half.
Or vice versa. The place you can't do the ola, you can do the shlamim.
Right, what did I say? Okay, yes, correct. There's a place you can't do the ola, but it will be acceptable for the shlamim. Thank you.
The way Rabbi Yossi reads the pasuk means you can only do it on the Mizbeach. You can't shecht it anywhere else.
Right, so that was Tosis' question. Tosis is, why are we wording this as a bidyevet in the Mishnah? It sounds like that's what you're supposed to be doing. And his answer is, we don't want live animals on top of the Mizbeach. It's not exclusive. Because we have other psukim that tell us about Shechita Pesach al Moed, which broaden the space we can use. This pasuk does make it sound like there's a preference, Vezachta Alav, but we're saying that it's La Davka. We're saying it's lav dafka in light of the fact that I have other psukim that offer other ways for me to do the mitzvah. V'idach, but let me go back to Rabbi Yossi Stam, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. According to you, why does it mention ola and shlamim? Right, it's a good point. Itzrich, you need it. Why? Sal kadaitach amina ola u'dedachik le'makum. I would have said, you know what? The going up on top of the mizrach really is a bidiyavit. It's a concession because there isn't always enough room in the azara. So that's true for the ola, because the ola is only in the northern half of the room. So therefore, I might run out of space. So therefore, you're allowed to bring it up to the mizbeach. That's what I would have thought. Aval shlamim, whereas the shlamim, delo dachikle, there's no issue there. There's plenty of room for the shlamim. in the Azara. So I would have said maybe not. So Kamash Malan, that's why I needed the Pasuk. So the second philosophy here is that the Machlokes is not about where the Mizbeach is. It's how I view the top of the Mizbeach. Do I view the top of the Mizbeach as being entirely north? It's all a place that's Kodesh Kodashim, so to speak. Or do I view the top of the Mizbeach as being split, just like the floor of the Azara is split, based on this pasuk of Zavachta Olav, Esalosech Veshlamecha. There's a nafkamina between the two views. The Ayelet HaShachar, Rosh Steinman, points out that Rosh Steinman from Bnei Brak, the one, he makes the papers every once in a while, Rav Aaron Steinman.
The Modiyah every week.
Yes. The
Zaris from Rosh Steinman.
Yes. So the Rosh Steinman says,
are you late?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he says that if the Mizbeach is acceptable, his work is, the Ayelet HaShachar is a very good read. You can get it on HebrewBooks.org. And it's out in farm stores. It's very, very good because a lot of the questions that you want to ask when you read this are there. He asks very, very simple, straight questions on the Gemara and offers some good insight. The other ones that I like to use a lot are Dam Zavachim and Taras HaKodesh. Taras HaKodesh is written about 200 years ago, and it's phenomenal. And then Dam Zavachim picks up some things that otherwise I would never have noticed. The Dam Zavachim is the Rebbe of Skolsk, writing in, I think, the 1920s.
Karen Orr?
I don't use it regularly, no. That doesn't mean you shouldn't. It just means I don't. That's not an exclusive list. It's just those are the three that I really like to look to. So the Ayelet HaShachar says on this that the Mizbeach is acceptable. If you're going to tell me the Mizbeach is acceptable because it's in the north, then the ramp is no good because the ramp is south side of the Mizbeach, right? But if the Mizbeach is acceptable because of an automatic comparison to the north, not because it's physically in the north, but because we compare it to the north, we say top of the Mizbeach is light Tzafon, then the ramp is good as well. Because we compare the ramp to the top of the Mizbeach for all sorts of purposes, like Lina discussions, right? So therefore it'll be true for this also. So it matters which view I have of this will determine whether Shechita on the Mizbeach's ramp, on the Kevesh, is good too. Okay. Middle of the page, Gufa. Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan. Right, we're going to restate what we said earlier. Moder of Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Shchatan Kinegdon Bekarka, Psulos. Rabbi Yosi Yehuda will agree that if Yeshach, by the way, it should say Moder, not Modi. Your edition like mine says Modi, it's a mistake. Modi is plural. Right. Moda is singular. If Rabbi Yosi, he says Rabbi Yosi or Yehuda agrees, Shem Shchatan Kinegdan Bekarka Psulos, that if you shecht it on the ground below, it is no good, below by the Mizbeach. So Amalei Rav Achami Difti LeRavina, my Kinegdan Bekarka, what exactly do you mean when you say Kinegdan, opposite them on the ground? Ilema Ama Yisod Ama Sovev Haigufe Mizbeachu. If you're going to tell me that you mean on the Yisod, on the Sovev, I already jumped the gun on this in the mission. I told you we mean to include it. Now we're going to find out why. He says, if you're going to tell me those surfaces, Haigufe Mizbeachu, that is the Mizbeach. That's not what you mean. Veod and further, my connect on Bekarka. We said opposite them on the ground. These aren't on the ground. And if you're going to tell me it's talking about making tunnels in the ground and shechting there, why would anybody think that that's actually a mizbeach? Why does that make any sense? Vatanya mizbeach adama ta'aseli, the pasuk says shema chuber me adama. It has to be joined with the ground. Shelo yivnenu lo agabe mechilos v'lo agabe kipin, which teaches me it can't be on a tunnel. It can't be on kipin. Kipin are arches. We have a hollow space below, and then the earth is closed in over it. Right, like kippah, that's where it comes from. So he says you can't shecht on those. So no one would even think you could. So his answer is lo tzricha de batzure batzure, which is a very odd answer. Rashi explains at the bottom of the thin lines de batzure batzure im nimloch lekatzeres hamizbeach. If he decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to abbreviate the mizbeach. I'm not going to fill the entire space. We learned already how they made it with the frame of 32x32. So if the frame was altered such that, not cutting it because you can't cut it. I didn't even know what I said.
It was altered.
Ooh, good one. Thank you. So if the Mizbeach was framed, so to speak, in this different way, v'nishar mechza shel tzafon panui, such that you had part of the north left empty, v'shachad sham, and you shechted there, psulos, that would not be a valid shechita, even though you're on the mekom hamizbeach. V'af agav d'yerechu, even though we said shechta yerech hamizbeach, nonetheless pasule, that's no good. The space where the mizbeach is meant to stand is only good if you're actually on a mizbeach, not if you're on the floor. Alma svirle bedroma azarahu deilo amai pasule. So he explains, why do we quote this here? He said, we quote this here in order to show that he believes that that's in the south. Because otherwise, why would I disqualify the place where the Mizbeach is? That must be his position. Okay. That's the statement here. So what are these Mechilos exactly? The Mishnah Melech asks a great question. It's Perek Aleph Halacha Yigimel. He asks, how are you disqualifying Mechilos? Right? How can I not checked if the ground below is hollow? We have a Mishnah in Parag Gimel, which says that because of Tumah concerns, you made sure that the entire Har Habayis was actually built on Gabay Mechilos. They had hollow spaces below because of Kever Hatahom. Remember the rule. If there's Tumah in a sealed area in the ground that doesn't have an open space of Tefach by a Tefach, it's Bokaz Ba'ola Bokaz V'Yoredes. The Tumah automatically extends upward. To ensure that you didn't have that situation in the Beis HaMikdash, they hollowed out the area below. Because if you have a hollow of a tefach by a tefach, then the tumah is contained in that space. Well, in that case, you're shechting agave mechilos. Right? Your mizbeach is agave mechilos. So how am I to understand that? So the Mishnah Malach first says, well, maybe the rule is the mizbeach simply must be in contact with... shechting on mechilos is not the problem. It's mizbeach on mechilos, because of mizbeach adama. That's the issue. So his first answer is, you can have hollow spaces below, as long as you don't have the mizbeach
right beside the hollow space.
Or right, like overhanging an empty area. But if there's ground beneath it, that's called Mizbach Adama. But he says the Mashmos of Argumara does not sound like that. So he offers a different answer. He says the area under the Mizbeach was actually not hollow. Everywhere else was, but the space under the Mizbeach was not hollow. That's the idea. And he has a very interesting proof to it. Remember the Gemara about Chizkiah being Ma'aber Nisan Benisan and Chizkiah doing the Iber inappropriately because of Tumah? So the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin says that the tumah that they had was Arnon Hayavusi's skull. Remember Arnon Hayavusi, original owner of the site of the Beis HaMikdash? So they were doing work in Chizkiah's day. They're doing work on the Beis HaMikdash after the time of Achaz and the Mizbeach had been ruined and all that. And the Yerushalmi there says they found the skull of Arnon Hayavusi under the Mizbeach. And therefore, everybody became tameh. How did everybody become Tameh? So he says it must be that the area under the Mizbeach didn't have this hollow space. And therefore the Tumah was Bokaz Va'ola into the room. And therefore everybody in the Beis HaMikdash, it turned out, was Tameh. That's the Mishnah Lamelech's explanation. He says that shows that the space underneath the Mizbeach was actually not hollow. That's interesting for two reasons. Number one, because Arnon Hayavusi was not Jewish, and we generally assume that Tumas Ohel does not apply to someone who's not Jewish. So that Gemara must be following the view that says that Tumas Ohel does apply by someone who's not Jewish. That's number one. Number two, it's interesting because there's an ages-old debate about where exactly the Mizbeach is supposed to be on Har HaBayis. If the Mishnah Lamelech is right, we can determine it very easily. Right? Take scans, right? Take scans of the site and see where it's hollow and where it's not hollow. And where it's not hollow, that's your Mekom HaMizbeach. You should find a place that's 32 Amos by 32 Amos that's not hollow. I mean, it could be there were cave-ins over time.
Yeah, but the Romans destroyed the whole
Yeah, it could be there was destruction over time.
The whole Har HaBayis, so you lost all those excavations.
Yeah, could be this wouldn't work. But sorry? No. Yes, and it's back on the outside.
Every sphere is by the Urim, not by the Mizbeach.
Sure, yeah, this is in the Azara. We're not in Mishkan. In the Azara, there's a roof over the Azara. As far as I recall, there's a roof over the Azara.
Over the Azara?
Yeah. I think once you hit Beis HaMikdash, you have a roof over everything. I can't prove that to you right now. I have to look for proof. But I believe so. God willing, when I come back from Monday's daf, I'll have evidence for you. But I'm pretty sure you have a roof over the Azara.
After the Azara.
The yeah. Everyone seems very surprised
all
by this.
The depictions that are shown graphically are models that are made.
You're right. That's very interesting. You're right.
Of the Ulam,
you're right.
Yes.
The classic pictures don't have a roof. I had always assumed there was a roof, but maybe I'm wrong. All right, I'll have to investigate. Roof on the Azara, it's a good question.
The Ulam, I understand.
By the way, they say archaeologically today there are caves all underneath that entire area where the whole Muslim area is today.
Yeah. Interesting. That would fit. But then the Mishnah Melech is going to have a problem. If there's no roof, then the Mishnah Melech has a real issue. Unless he's going to say the Tumah was only for people who walked on the Mizbeach, because it was Bokas Va'ola, and if they walked over the site where the skull was, then Dafka is Bokas Va'ola there.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be his answer.
Yeah.
That could be his answer. No, because it wasn't, because he says, no, because it's Mishum Tumah. That's why he's Ma'aber, it's Mishum Tumah.
Well, logic would dictate that there should be a roof there, because otherwise, I mean, if they ever had Korban Pesach, when they had, or any Korban, when it was raining, they couldn't perform the service.
Well, we talk about the Ketores, you know, not being swayed by the wind and all that, so there's room to argue this. I hear what you're saying, and rain there, unfortunately, as it happens, is not such a concern most of the year. But it's an interesting question. I don't know. I have to go back and take a look. I had assumed there was a roof, but you're right. There's ample reason to think not. Okay, good. So what we have so far is a Mishnah which says that you shech the karbanos on Rosh HaMizbeach.
Based on the model.
It's still valid either in the north or... sorry?
Based on the model in the Holy Land.
That's a good raya. Rabbi Yossi says the top of the Mizbeach entirely is good. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says that the northern half of the Mizbeach is good for Kodshe Kodshim. The rest will be good also for Kodshim Kalim. Machlokas as to whether this is a debate in Mitzvahs, where is the Mizbeach, or whether this is a Machlokas about how I view the top of the Mizbeach. Practical application would be, in terms of use of the ramp, we asked about this connect on space, and we said this is talking about Machilos, where you didn't fill the entire space with Mekom HaMizbeach. And the Mishnah Melech has this interesting discussion about whether you actually had hollows under the Mizbeach. Fine. This brings us to a discussion about where Rabbi Yochanan got this idea about the position of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yossi Bechalafta believes the entire Mizbeach is in the north. Where did he get that idea from? Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says, Efshar Isa Lahad Rabbi Yochanan Velo Tanina Lava Masnisen. Can it be that Rabbi Yochanan would have this and it didn't come from some sort of Mishnah, Brisa, something? Nafak Dark Veashkach. He went out, he investigated, and lo and behold, Yagata Matsasa Tamin, he found. The Disnan as follows. Here's the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah in Tamid. Beru Misham Atse Te'ena Yafim Lasadim Arach Hashnia Shalketores. They selected fine fig tree wood. To use in order to set up the second arrangement on the Mizbeach for the Ketores. Rashi notes the reason they used fig trees, the wood from the fig tree, is to make up for Adam HaRishon eating from the Eitz Hadas, according to the view in the Medrash that says that the tree was a fig tree, and that's why they used the leaves right away in order to cover themselves. So therefore, you use wood from the fig tree for the Ketores. That fits because we compare the Ketores to the neshama of a person. We link the Ketores to the neshama. In terms of the selection of different woods?
Well, you're not supposed to wear gold on Yom Kippur.
Oh, that. Yeah, but this is Mibachutz. This is Mibachutz. This is not Bifnim. Yeah. Okay, but good point. Yenka Teger Nasa Sanegor. Fine. So he says, you put out this this fig wood, yafim, fine ones, l'seder marav shesha kataras, k'neged keren marav esdromis, opposite the southwest corner, mashuch mena keren klapei tzafon arba amos, 4 amos north of the corner. If you take a look on your drawing, those mizbachos that I put on there are not as wide as they need to be, because I couldn't fit it into the page if I did the width to scale. But you're talking about the southwest corner. I drew this picture with north on the top. So it's 4 amos north of the corner. Why? We'll get to. Ba'omer chamesh se'in gecholim. And you had 5 se'ah of coals ordinarily there. U'b'Shabbos ba'omer shmona se'in gecholim. On Shabbos you had 8 se'ah of coals. Shama yunos nin shnei bezich elevona shalechem apanim. Because on Shabbos you also have to put the frankincense there that's been on the showbread, that's been on the lechem apanim. That also has to go there. The Gevurah Sari, the Shagas Aryeh in Yuma Mem Dalet Amud Beis, has a great discussion about this because you're adding much more than you actually need. And if you're creating extra fire on Shabbos, that's really inappropriate. If there's time at the end, we'll come back to it, but it's already getting late, so I don't want to blow that. But otherwise, we'll come back to it. Okay. Fine. So you're putting it off of the south by four amos. Umay Simna. What's the sign for this place where it is? What exactly leads us to that? Rabbi Yossi. This is Rabbi Yossi talking. Desanya, as the following Brisa explains, Rabbi Yossi Omer Zeh Siman. Rabbi Yossi says, this is the Siman. This is how you figure it. Kolanito Bifnim Li Nasein Bechutz. Anything that was going to be picked up from inside and placed on the Mizbeach outside, Eino Nosein Ela B'Samach She'em Lifnim. That has to be on the external place, which is as close as possible to the internal. There can be nothing more internal than it, and we'll talk about what that is in a moment. V'cholanito b'chutz li'nasein b'fnim, anything you're taking off of the Mizbeach outside in order to put inside, Eino Nitol Ela B'Samach She'em Lifnim, has to be on the place that's closest to the outside. Nothing can be closer to the outside. End of quote. What does that mean? Kolanito b'fnim li'nasein b'chutz ma'niyu. What are the things that you take up from the inside and put on the mizbeach outside? Ile mashirayim. If you mean the remainder of the dam, right? When you do chatas hapnim and you put the dam on the mizbeach inside, then you take the rest of the blood and you put it on the mizbeach outside. Be'yiksibahu. That's explicit in the Torah. It says el yisod the mizbeach ola asher pesach olal moed. So I know, you put it on the part of the outer mizbeach that's closest to the Olam Moed, right? We've discussed that. And if you mean the coals of Yom Kippur that come off of the mizbeach inside and go to the mizbeach outside, again, it's explicit. The Torah says, the Shinah Mekubetzes finishes the pasuk, that's where it is. It's coming from the spot Milifnei Hashem. Ella, rather, kolanito b'fnim li'nasein b'chutz, when we say things that are picked up from the inside and placed outside, shnei b'ziche levona shalechem aponim. We're talking about the frankincense, Rashi explains. Rashi is further down the Amud, but he's there. Hanitalin b'shabas min ha'shulchan. They're taken off of the shulchan in the hechel on Shabbos. Li'nasein al mizbach achitzon. To put on mizbach outside. Vashmi'in and Rabbi Yossi, shenitan k'neged ha'pesach. And Rabbi Yossi is teaching me, even though they're going out into the Azara, they have to be opposite the entrance into the Hechel. The Gamri Mishiraim Apnimiyim, which we deduce from the blood of the Karbanos from inside, which is brought outside but still placed close to Pesach Ol Moed. The Gamri Mishiraim, back in our Gemara. That's what we mean. That's that which comes from the inside and goes to the outside. It's the Lavona. And it's going as close as possible to the inside. Hanita b'chutz li'nasein b'fnim, that which is removed from the outside to be placed inside, that's gecholim dechol yom v'yoma. Those are the coals that we're going to use on a daily basis. Degamren mi gecholim sheyom ha'kippurim, which we deduce from the coals of Yom Kippur. The point is, these coals that are going to come off of that mizbeach on the outside and go to the inside have to be as close as possible to the inside. That's the idea. So as close as possible to the inside is four amos north of the corner. It's the southwest corner, four amos north of the corner. So the Gemara now explains what this has to do with the geography of the Mizbeach, the Mishkan. Umay kasavar, what's my logic here? How does this work? E kasavar kule Mizbeach the darom koi. If you believe the Mizbeach is entirely in the south, which is the first drawing that I gave you there on the page, the whole thing is south of the equator. The dark part in the top half of that diagram is the 10 northernmost amos. If you see the two rectangles that I have on the left side, the first rectangle, the smaller rectangle, is the entrance to the Heichal. The second one, that's broader, is the entrance to the Ulam. Okay, I was going to make that like with words on it and stuff, but my graphics stop at basically what you see here. But the first one is 10 amos wide north to south. The second one is 20 amos wide north to south, and then you have the mizbeach. So he says, if you believe the entire mizbeach is in the south, ikasavar kulei mizbeach bedarm kai esrim v'sheva boi lemeisei, then you have to move 27 amos off of the corner to be by the entrance to the Heichal, right? You have 22 amos that are south of the entrance to the Ulam, and then another 5 amos. So it should be 27 amos offset. V'inami kasavar kedushas Heichal v'ulam chadei, and even if you'll tell me being by the entrance to the Ulam is the same as being by the entrance to the Heichal, esim v'tarti boi l'meisei, then you still need to go 22 amos north of the corner to be opposite the entrance into that area. And even if you believe it's half and half, my second mizbeach, you have to move it 11 amos north to be by the entrance to the Heichal, 6 amos that are below everything, plus another 5. And if you believe that it's sufficient to be opposite the entrance into the Ulam, Shiz boy lemeise. You still need to move six amos off, not four. El alav mishum de kasavar kule mizbeach b'tzafon koi. The answer is that it must be that the entire mizbeach is in the north, according to Rabbi Yossi. Still, how do I get four amos? Why? If the whole mizbeach is in the north, then just the opposite. I should do it at the bottom of the mizbeach, right? Do it right by the equator, directly in front of the entrance. He explains the four amos north isn't a minimum offset; it's a maximum offset. In order to ensure that you're still in front of the entrance, I really should have done a third mizbeach in order to demonstrate it, but you can see it yourself. The entrance to the Heichal extends five amos north of the equator. Your mizbeach ends at the equator. So your maximum space to still be by the entrance to the Heichal is five amos. So he's telling you, go four amos north of the corner, but don't go any further. And the Gemara spells out why. El Alav, we're in the second wide line, Mishum de Kasavar Kule Mizbech Batsafon Koi, is because he believes the entire Mizbech is in the north. Vahani Arba Amos, Ama Yisod, Vahama Sove, Vahama Makom Kornos, Vahama Makom Raglai Kohanim. You don't have a choice about these four Amos. One Ama is the Yisod, right, that extends an Ama out from the Mizbech. The next Ama is the Sovev, that area where you walk around to treat the Kronos. Vahama Makom Kornos, you have an Ama for the Kronos, the corners themselves. Then Vahama Makom Raglai Kohanim, before you hit the Maracha, you have a space that the Kohanim can walk on. Around it. If you go any further north, you're going to be stuck. You won't be in front of the Pesach of the Heichal anymore. That, he says, is my ideal. So that's the ideal. So Amar Rav Avda Bar Ava says, not necessarily. Hamani, who could be the author? Rabbi Yehuda, he could be Rabbi Yehuda. Disanya, as the following brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mizbech Mamutza Ba'omid Be'emtza Hazara. Rabbi Yehuda said the Mizbech was in fact balanced. It was in the middle of the Hazara. Ushloshim Mishtaim Amos Hayulo, we know it's 32 Amos end to end. Eser Amos Kineged Pischa Shal Heichel, 10 Amos overlap with the entrance to the Heichel. Achasas Rei Amma Mikan, Vachasas Rei Amma Mikan, which leaves me with 11 on either side, right? You can do the math. Nimtza Mizbech Mechuvan Kineged Heichal, and the Mizbech is entirely opposite the Heichal. So he says, really? Well then, what's he going to do with our... Sorry? Say that again? Yes, correct. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yehuda Chad Sorei by Lemeisei, but then you have to move 11 Amos off of the corner in order to be by the entrance. V'ikasavar Kedushas Heichal V'ulam Chad Amilsei, he's just by Lemeisei. Even if you say Heichal and Ulam can be mixed, and it's okay to be by the entrance to the Ulam, nonetheless, you still need to move 6 Amos north. To which he says, "Mi savrid hani arba amos bahade ama yisod va'ama sovev." He says, "No. When we said four amos north, we didn't mean to include. You think we mean to include the ama of the yisod and the ama of the sovev, which aren't even by the top of the mizbeach? No. They took that as a given. Arba amos barme ama yisod va'ama sovev. The arba amos is aside from the yisod and sovev. So in fact, we are moving 6 amos north.
Four
amos on the top of the mizbeach plus 2 amos." That's correct. V'nokma k'Rabbi Yossi u'b'mamutza. Well, why don't I just say it's Rabbi Yossi? And in fact, it is halfway, right? Just say that's his position. In other words, take the answer you gave Rabbi Yehuda and apply it to Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says half and half. Mishund Rabbi Yehuda shemanalei mamutza behedya, because we have Rabbi Yehuda saying explicitly that it's half and half, so therefore it makes sense. That's his idea. Rav Shravya Amar Hamani. Rav Shravya gives me a third approach. It's really a second response to the original idea. He says, you know who the author is? Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We had Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda, and now we throw in Rabbi Yossi Aglili regarding the Kiyor. This Sanya, here's the Bryce. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Mitoch Shenem Avadasatas HaKiyor ben Ohel Moed ben Mizbeach. Right? The Pasuk says, put the Kiyor between the Ohel Moed and the Mizbeach. They give you a Vagomer, but that's the Pasuk. And then, you have another Pasuk, because of Echad Omer, V'es Mizbeach HaOlah Sam Pesach Ohel Moed. Right, that the Mizbeach of the Ola is supposed to be Pesach Ohel Moed. So therefore, Mizbeach be Pesach Ohel Moed, v'lo Kiyor be Pesach Ohel Moed. I am stuck. The Kiyor is supposed to be between the Ohel Moed and the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Mizbeach. Thank you. Put the Kiyor between the Ohel Moed and the Mizbeach. But on the other hand, the Mizbeach has to be in front of the Ohel Moed, v'lo Kiyor be Pesach Ohel Moed, and the Kiyor cannot interrupt. Heichan Ayanosna, where did you put it? Beina ulam v'la mizbeach, between the ulam and the mizbeach. Mashuch kima klape darom. So what you did was, you put it between the ulam and the mizbeach, a little bit off to the south, so it didn't block the entrance. This idea only works if the mizbeach is extending into the southern area. If the mizbeach is kula b'tzafon, it doesn't work. The Mizbeach has to be half and half. That is the idea that the Rav Sharavia puts forth to say. Rav Yosef Aglili actually believes that the Mizbeach is half and half, and that's my author who believes the Mizbeach is half and half in general. This idea of the Kiyor being over there is a problem. Right? Because that means a Shalor Chutz Yadayim Veraglayim, a kohen who didn't wash his hands yet, is walking between the Mizbeach and the Ulam.
In which direction? He's walking in the wrong direction.
This is also true. He has to go around. The Tosefta in Kalim, in fact, has a machlokas about whether you're allowed to enter that spot when you're Shalor Chutz Yadayim Veraglayim. The Satosvos answers, tells us here, suggests that those who believe it's not in the north also believe one may not enter. In other words, Tosfos says that that one may enter. Excuse me. Those who believe that the Mizbeach is situated that the Kiyor is situated in that spot take the side, and that Machlokes that Shalor Chutz Yadayim Veraglayim is allowed to enter that space. If you believe the Kiyor is there, you must be all right. Right in between. Right in between is the issue. The Sefer Dam Zvachim points out, though, another approach. He says that there's a view in the Mishnah in Kalim that says that it's a Derabbanan, that that Shalor Chutz Yadayim Veraglayim can't enter there, that it's actually a Derabbanan. And since it's a Derabbanan, I'll tell you, they didn't make a Gezerah if the Torah explicitly requires that I put my Kiyor there. The Gezerah is, don't enter there Stam, but if you're going there to wash your hands, that's where Hashem put the Kiyor. So what are you going to do? The Gezerah does not apply in that space.
There were Gezerahs in the Beis Hamikdash.
There were Gezerahs Derabbanan. The Shavuos doesn't apply to the Beis Hamikdash, but there were Gezerahs Derabbanan in general that did apply in that space. Good. Do we ever need to say Rav Chaim Akashim? Oh, there is Rav Chaim Mati. Okay.